Hello everyone, I am back with another episode on KK and Beyond Unscripted, and this is just going to be another random thought. I just want to share with you all that something recently that happened to me. It was a situation with someone that I know. We're cool, we have some common interests, we're both crafters and things. We kind of dabble in the both, in the kind of the same line of work or whatever. And this person follows me on Facebook, we're friends on Facebook or whatever. And, we basically, we support each other's businesses. I purchase things from her. Now, mind you, she has bought things from me. I just said she hadn't bought anything from me, but she has. I take that back. So, yeah, we do support each other business on our business ventures and things of that nature. But here is my thing. If I've done something that you feel like rubbed you the wrong way, come to me. Come to me. Let me know. I mean, I think we should be mature enough at this point that, hey, if you're having an issue with someone, talk to them. Address it. Don't be sitting back being snarky and giving people attitude, and then I'm sitting back trying to figure out, well, what did I do? Because to be honest, y'all, I move on from stuff so quick. So if you sit back holding on to something and I have no clue what's going on, I literally don't know. Because I say what I got to say and I'm done with it. So, anywho, I'm cleaning up my kitchen, by the way. So if y'all hear some background noise, that's what's going on. But yeah, associate of mine. Like I said, we're cool. We support each other. But I found out recently that she was kind of feeling some type of way. Because there was an event that I attended. Now, mind you, the event that I attended, I was invited to. So, let's keep that in mind. If I'm invited to something, how do I have the room to invite you? You know what I'm saying? Somebody invited me. Or someone recommended me. Actually, two people recommended me to this event. So, the person that was hosting the event reached out or whatever. And so, I was like, okay, cool. And she liked the stuff that I created. And we went from there. I was able to set up a booth and sell my goods. So mind you, while this is going on, the person that I associate myself with, like I said on Facebook, with Facebook friends and stuff, and like I said, we both, dabble into pretty much the same line of work. How come she's upset? She's slick mad because I didn't invite her or I didn't tag her in any event. Mind you, I'm not even getting booked like that, And like I said, they invited me. So she's slick upset. And I didn't even know. Now, mind you, the event happened back in December. I'm just now finding out in January that she felt some type of way about that event. So I don't know if it's because she let outside people get into her ear. Because a lot of times that's how things happen. A person will sit back and let negative people feed negative stuff into their ear. And then try to plot you against someone. And so I think that had something to do with it. Because her character, she's not that type of person. That's not really her character. So I really think people started feeding her stuff to kind of play us against each other. So you have to be careful with that too. When you're cool with someone or you're friends with someone, be mindful of the other people that they surround themselves with. Because sometimes it's those outsiders that will try to destroy your relationship. Whether it's a work relationship or whatever. You have people that are on the outside that are jealous. They are jealous people. They are jealous people. And after this podcast, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to actually talk to her. I'd rather talk to her face-to-face than text. I'm going to actually pull her to the side and say, you know what, let's have a conversation. Because I still feel like there's unfinished business, and I still feel like everything that needs to be addressed hasn't been addressed. But like I was saying, the event was back in December. I didn't find out till January that she was actually upset because I didn't invite her to this event. And so, and the way that I found out was because she started being standoffish. She started kind of separating herself from me. She kind of started to distance herself. Certain things that she would do for me, she stopped doing. And so, I'm like, And then, so out of the blue, one day she just like, how you doing? I said, I'm all right. But I can tell in her tone, it was one of those sarcastic, how you doing? You know how people like, how you doing? Like, you owe them something, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? That tone said a lot. I'm one of those people, I can put two and two together real good. And so I knew something was up when she just came out and said, how you doing? Because we're casual laid back people. And that's not how we normally greet each other. It's like, what's up, girl? Hey, whoop de whoop. So when she was just like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And I said, how about yourself? And she was like, she good or whatever. So I changed the subject because I knew she was trying to hint at something. So I changed the subject and started talking about something else. Because I'm like, no, whatever it is, you need to just spill it. I ain't got time to be playing Blue's Clues and trying to piece together how you really feel. So I changed the subject and started talking about something else to get her out of that funk. Whatever little funk she was feeling in that moment, I bust that little funk real quick because I changed the subject. So after that incident, like I said, I noticed certain things that she would do. She stopped. So it wasn't until so I guess it had been bothering her. So she finally, when I walked past her, I think I had went to go throw some things away. She was like, when you get done, can you come back? Can you stop by here? You know, by where she was standing or whatever, the area she was working in or whatever. So I said, yeah. So I came back and she was like, what she asked me? Oh, she asked me about another event separate from the one that happened in December. She was like, oh, are you going to participate in this event this Saturday? And I was like, no. I mean, for one, I got to work. Two, I don't have the vending fee that they wanted us to pay. So I was like, no. I said, and then it's cold. I said, you know how it is when it's cold. It's hard to pull people out their house. You know, because it's not typically cold where I'm from and where I live. So people act funny when it's cold. When it's like 50 degrees, they act like it's a negative zero. So people act real funny when it's cold. So I was like, I don't want to just be out of money because I really don't have high expectations as far as people really coming out and attending. Now, the event in January, December went very well. I made really good and I was surprised. But all of the elements that needed to create a great event was there. And then there wasn't a vendor fee. Not saying I would have had a problem paying it, but there wasn't a vendor fee. So that was a plus. I really loved that she, you know, wasn't looking at it from a standpoint of, I'm just here to make money. Like, she really wanted to help the community, the lady who hosted the event. And I really appreciate her for giving us that opportunity or whatever. So, yeah, she was asking me about the event, another event. Like I said, it was a whole separate event. And I said, no, I'm not going to participate because I got to work. Plus, I just don't feel like it's going to get a lot of traffic. And she was like, yeah, me too. I felt the same way. And then she was like, then we somehow got on the subject of December's event. And then I was like, I didn't know you liked that kind of stuff because this particular event was kind of a small niche type of thing. It wasn't an event that was kind of, how should I put it, for the general population. That's what I'll say. It wasn't one of those type of events for the general population, okay? When you went there, you knew what it was going to be. And if it was your type of thing, then you come. And if you wasn't, and then if it wasn't your thing, then oh well, don't come. So it wasn't one of those things for the general population. It was for a small niche of people who kind of grasped the concept of what was going on. And so I was like, I didn't know you liked that kind of stuff. And then she's like, oh yeah, you know, and then she made a little joke. You know I'm Jamaican. So yeah, you know, she laughed it off. She was a good sport. But it really got my wheels turning because I was like, I didn't know you was bothered by that. You know, I don't know why people assume that the other person know that you know how they feel. Like, I can't read your mind. I'm good at putting two and two together, but I can't read your mind. I didn't even know she was upset about something like that. First of all, you don't even promote your business like that. Okay, that's number one. You don't promote your business like that. So even if I did want to tag you, what is it that you have to showcase? Because you don't even showcase your work like that. You like she even told me herself, she rather inbox people. And it's like, that's not how you do business. You don't just inbox people what you're making. Like, you have to really put it out there if you want people to buy. Like, it shouldn't just be a secret, like you some secret society. Like, no. Like, if you want people to support you, you got to let them know what you do. So, number one, you wouldn't really promote your business like that. Two, I had even asked about some of her work. I was like, hey, I haven't seen any posts. Oh, I don't do that no more. I really don't even get into that like that no more. So she was like real cut and dry. And I'm the type of person, I leave it alone. I'm not one of those people who try to pull stuff out of you or pull teeth. You know, that's not the saying go. I ain't trying to pull nothing out of you. If you give me the perception that you don't want to talk about a particular subject, I don't keep trying to get you to talk about it. You know, that's just not how I am. That's not my personality. I let you go because I respect people's privacy and I respect people's timing. And that just may not be the timing for you to talk about whatever it is that's bothering you. So when she was like, oh, I don't really make that stuff no more. So I left her alone. I said, okay. So why would I tag you with something when you already made it very clear you don't even do it no more? Okay. So keep that in mind. And so, yeah, that's why I said some people obviously fed her some negative stuff and made her feel some type of way. And it's not that. So now, fast forward to today, she's now promoting more of her business. She's now promoting more what she... So, like I was saying, I don't know where I left off at because for some reason it had stopped recording. But like I was saying, somebody had to be feeding her some negative stuff because I'm not that kind of person. I'm not trying to stop nobody from making a dollar. You know, and it has nothing to do with we doing the same thing or we doing similar because what you do is completely different. We probably use some of the same materials, but I don't do exactly what you do. And even if I did, it doesn't matter. That don't matter. I don't have a beef with nobody because we in the same line of work or whatever, or similar line of work. And for some reason, I guess that's how she felt, that, oh, I must look at her as a competitor, so I don't want her at this event. And it's like, no, it's nothing like that. Mind you, you ain't never shared nothing I posted. You ain't never invited me to none of the things that you partake in. You know, but people don't see that. Everybody only see, look at it as if they're the only one being mistreated. Oh, you mistreat me. Oh, you doing me wrong. And it's like, it's none of those things. You know, so if you feel like I hurt you or abused you or said something that concerned you, let me know. Because I'm telling you, I move on from stuff. You have to really, really, really jab me for me to keep dwelling on something. And usually the people who really, really affect me are people that I consider real true friends. And my close loved ones, like my husband and my family, when those people mistreat me, that's when it really hurts. But people that I don't know like that, that don't bother me. Like, we just associates. Number one, you're not even my friend, but we're cool, you know? So, and that's okay. So I don't understand why, how people get this perception that you owe them something. I don't owe you anything. You know, like I said, I'm not that friend. I'm not that type of person. I'm not going to sit and coddle you and babysit you and come over there and pat your back and say everything okay. Like, I'm not that friend. I'm not that person. If there's something going on, let me know. If it's not, I mean, because a lot of times when people are going through something, it's not obvious. And like I said, it wasn't really obvious that she felt some type of way until she scaled back communicating with me and started acting funny. And then that's when I took notice and like, whoa, what did I do? You know, and I wasn't going to never say anything to her because it wasn't my place to say anything because I ain't did nothing. You know, you're the one with the problem. So that's why she finally did come around and say something to me. And I'm glad she did because I'm like, I ain't did nothing. So, yeah, that's what this video is all about. It's just if you have an issue with someone, let them know. Bring it to their attention. Don't sit back and be pouting like a four-year-old. Oh, they didn't invite me to this end. So you now mad at somebody and they don't even know why. Like, come to me. A simple conversation would eliminate all of that pressure and frustration you was feeling. And so that's why you have to be mindful of the people you surround yourself with, the people that you call your friend, whether they family or not. I have family that, you know, I don't consider them my friend. You just family. But we ain't friends. You know, we're not friends. And I'm okay with that, and I'm okay to say that. Like, some people you just don't click with, and you can't force it, you know? Because a lot of times people just have a lot of bad characters about themselves. So, and they just don't align with my personality. So I'd rather just speak, be cordial, and keep it moving. But as far as you being a friend, we're not friends. We're not friends. But that's what I want to talk about, y'all. Just be mindful who you surround yourself with. Be mindful who you call your friend. And let's stop coddling. We grown. We too grown for this. To be sent back pouting and mad at somebody about something. Holding on to grudges. And you mistreat someone and they don't even know why they're deserving that treatment. Because you never had sense enough to come to them and talk to them. You know? But that's all. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, y'all. I just want to talk to you all about the planner group from hell. Yes, I said it. I used to be a part of this here planner group on Facebook that was basically disguised as a drama group. And I'm pretty sure you all can relate. I'm pretty sure there are some of you who have joined some of these planner groups or scripture writing groups or any type of group that will say that they're one thing and you join, it's completely off course. And I understand when there's a collective of people that try to come together with like minds, there's always going to be that little small niche of people who try to create chaos and drama within the group. But so yeah, that's what I want to talk to you all about this planner group that I joined. And I noticed that this person, they only communicated and linked up with certain people within the group, even though they promoted it as a group for people who love to plan, you know, where you can share your planner spreads, where you can share your love for washi tape and stickers and all of those things. And so I would do that. You know, I never posted anything that was against the planner, you know, the group's rules or anything like that. I stuck to, you know, the guidelines and everything. But I noticed all of a sudden that the admin of the group stopped approving my posts. And it was like they were approving everybody else's posts but mine's. And I started to notice that. And I was like, wait a minute. I just posted a post an hour ago. And how this person's post already got approved before mine? And this will go on for like days. So I eventually kind of peeked the shade. You know, because sometimes people don't know how to tell you, basically, I don't want you in this group. Or, you know, they don't have the guts to just remove you. But what they'll do is they'll do little slick things to basically make you feel unwanted so that you can remove yourself, you know, so that way their hands is clean, you know, that way they can sit back and say, well, they just left on their own. And I don't know why I didn't do anything, you know. And so that's basically what it was. And I left and that was fine. And so, yeah, I just want to talk about how, you know, these groups will disguise themselves as one thing, but then when you join, it's something totally different. I just don't understand it. I don't understand this whole fake unity, this whole, we, you know, let's support everybody movement. But it's all BS. Because when it really comes down to it, when it really comes down to showing people who support you and who don't, you see it in their actions. Their actions say something totally different. Just because somebody can talk the talk and get on and talk, you know, speak a good language and, you know, has the juice of charisma, you know, they know how to say all the right things to get you enthused. And then when you join whatever movement they're trying to promote, you realize it's just a bunch of BS. You know, it's just, it becomes a popularity thing. It becomes a, I just want people for the sake of just saying I have people in this group. And it's not necessarily associated with what I'm saying that it's associated with. So yeah, it just really, like I said, it became a bashing area where people just trashed other people and just caused drama and confusion. And that's basically what the group was about. And I also had another situation where I was following someone on Instagram, another planner person, and you know, they was always saying, you know, if you post your planner spreads, put this particular hashtag. So I noticed that when I would put the hashtag, you know, everything was good, I'd say, for about a week when I would put the hashtag. And then all of a sudden, the person blocked where you couldn't put the hashtag, or something weird that they did where you could no longer use the hashtag. And they went on this whole video saying, I'm going to, you know, change this hashtag because there are certain people using it that I don't want using it. And I just think that's so stupid and so weird. But, you know, it's just, again, it's little shady things like that I've noticed. And I pick up on things. I just don't say nothing. I pick up on the shade. I pick up on people who try to, you know, do certain things against me.
And I just don't say anything because I just remove myself. You know, but for me, it's not a big deal on how somebody treat me on social media because I don't know you. You know, this is a small viewpoint from what the bigger picture really is. And so I really try not to let how somebody move on social media affect me, because when I meet these people or when I'm in front of these people, they're totally different. They put on airs and they're totally someone else. But then on social media, they give you their butt to kiss. So I don't know. But my thing is, keep that same energy through and through. If you know you don't kick it with me in person, don't go trying to like and follow everything that I do on social media, and vice versa. If you know you don't like me, don't kiki in my face. Well, you don't support nothing that I do or nothing that I post. You know, you pick and choose when you want to be cool, or you pick and choose when you want to save face, because their dirty deeds start to tell on them. Because people know when they're being nasty to another person. People know when they're being shady to another person. And sometimes people's conscience kicks in and they're like, you know what? I really shouldn't be treating this person like this. So let me just pretend or show face by liking things here and there. And then when you meet them and come in contact with them, it's a whole different mood. So my thing is, stay that way through and through. Don't show me one thing on social media and then when you meet me, it's something different. Like, I have no time for all of that. That's why I bury myself in my business. I bury myself in my family. I bury myself in Christ. And that's what's keeping me grounded. And that's what I stay focused on. I bury myself in bettering me and trying to be the best version of myself, because I'm not perfect. I have flaws, that I have insecurities just like anybody else. I have things that I'm trying to work on as well. And I don't have time to dwell on why this person don't like me or why this person is treating me this way, because you'll never figure it out. Even if you say, hey, let's talk about it, people are going to still choose to share with you what they want to share. People are going to still pick and choose what they want to say to you, because in their minds, they may think you can't handle it or whatever. So even then, you're not going to get the 100% truth from a person. Finding genuine, loyal people in this world is very, very hard to find. So when you do find them, hold on to them. Hold on to them, because it's so hard to find true people who can be honest with you, but not hurtful. Because there's a difference in being honest and hurtful. And so it's hard to find people that can be honest with you, but not hurtful. And people that are not jealous and malicious over the stupidest things. Because if I'm doing something that you like, or you, or it's sparking your attention, you're like, hey, I want to try this, do it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, do it. If that's something you want to do, do it. Because at the end of the day, if it's not something that you're passionate about, the people are going to know, the people are going to see, because it's going to show in your quality. So at the end of the day, if you feel like you can do a better job at whatever, go for it. You know, but don't knock the next person for trying to work hard and being on their grind and, you know, trying to better themselves. I know this conversation has went a little bit somewhere else, but it all goes hand in hand, because my whole point is how people treat you on social media and how people try to, you know, present themselves as something else that they really aren't. And so, yeah, I just want to share that with y'all. And that's why I'm very reluctant with in quote unquote, and well, not even necessarily influencer, but people on, you know, social media, especially YouTube, who try to show you that they're one way, but then when you join these little movements, you see that they're totally something else. And I'm seeing that more and more. A lot of these, you know, people who did the faith planning that I used to follow, you know, it's a lot of stuff that people would say and do, and I catch on, and they don't realize I would do certain things just to see how you respond to it. See, that'd be the thing. They tell them themselves, because, I mean, you have people who get mad over hashtags. People who get mad on how you title your videos. People get mad over you leaving, just commenting. Even, and it don't have to be nothing negative. They just don't want you on their page. They just don't want nothing to do with you. They wish you probably didn't even exist. So, and you can tell the vibe. And I know people like to say, well, you can't read into a text or you can't read into a comment. Yes, you can. You can sense a person's energy and intentions through their words. Okay? I ain't got to physically be around you to hear you or, you know, verbally hear you or verbally talk to you to know what your intentions are. 9 times out of 10, a person knows how to express themselves through their words, especially if you have met that person in person. You can tell based on how they type the energy that they're putting off in those words. So, not saying that it's 100% accurate, but it's at least 90%. I give it 90%. I'll give it 90%. What a person usually texts is just what they mean. So, and I've just gotten to the point where I'm tired of always feeling like I got to be the bigger person and turn to the other person to make something right. I feel like I'm always that person that has to do that, to make things right with folks. And it's like, you did me wrong. You stopped talking to me for whatever reason. And so that's something I have been reflecting on too, and I noticed about myself is that I'm always the one trying to piece everything back together when I'm not even the cause of the breakup, or I'm not even the cause of why that person may have stopped talking to me, or whatever the case may be. But I always find myself trying to make sense of it all, because I don't like being in a place of being upset. And I know none of us do. Being upset never feels good. And it also makes it hard for you to kind of heal from whatever when you have to constantly see that person or constantly engaging that with that person in some type of way, whether it's through a mutual friend or a mutual person or whatever. It makes it hard for you to move on and kind of just let bury the hatchet, if you will. And then too, I think some people just don't care enough to feel like a conversation needs to be had, you know. And so it just kind of leads you in a place where I guess you just don't deal with them, or I don't know, sometimes that happens. You know, I mean, I had someone deliberately literally avoided me this past Saturday. We had a Juneteenth event, and this person literally made it his business to avoid me. And I'm like, is it that serious? Is the issue that deep? You know, I just don't understand. But that's what I want to talk to you all mainly about, how people present themselves, you know, on social media a certain way. You know, and they create these movements, they create all these outlets and groups and you know, go follow this page, join this page, go like this page. And then when you have sincere intentions and you go and support these people, you realize it's something totally different on the other side. But that's all I want to chat with you all about. Let me know down in the comments if you experience anything like this on social media or with family or friends or anything in general. Let me know if you've experienced any of these type of situations that I just mentioned. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.